the Shanghai Sixers. You with me, the host, Hammer or Katie? I've got Birdshit, as always, with me here to my left. How are you, Birdshit? And Tank in camouflage.
Hi, this is Casey
Kasem. CBB.
CBB.
Looking good.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Anyway, today
we're broadcasting live from the cricket. The K2 boys were kind enough to extend their tent to us.
Oh, we just stole it.
Where's the musket be?
Oh, what was that? Sorry. All right, man.
All right, I think we'll.
What are we going to do?
I think we'll kick this off today with maybe a little bit of a pre-game. Preview.
Bash is about to play against Pudong over there in the
match that everyone's been looking forward to.
Absolutely.
A game that everyone's been looking forward to. But I think we should chuck it back a little bit yesterday. What happened yesterday?
Oh, they got smashed by Beijing.
Played Coca-Cola. Ringing.
They had some ringing stars on that team.
It was a dodgy deal going down.
And I think
Coca-Cola, we love you, but dodgy.
And our celebrity guest, Danny Morrison, went for 18. 18 off
19,
his own.
I think it was 19.
Yeah.
So 19 and not a wicket to show.
A short run-up.
He's going to have to step it up.
He is.
All right, anyway.
Well, he has stepped it up in the drinking department.
Okay.
He's done all right there.
That's all we can ask.
He's showing true Basher style, Basher number 136.
All right, well, we're about to go.
Did he drink out of the box?
He did drink out of the box. Of course.
So,
loved it too.
How about we get a little bit of a pre-match interview with one of the opening batsmen?
You reckon?
Yeah. Who's opening?
I don't know.
There we go.
There he is, break back.
Denzel, we're sitting here, you're on the podcast, you're about to go in batting first. How do you think you're going to go today, mate?
I'm actually batting third. I've been pushed off the line.
Who did you sleep with for getting up third?
That's who did I blow. Apparently, Sheehan is taking the reins as skipper on this game and doing a marvellous job, I might add. So, looking good. Pitch is looking good. So, looking forward to a couple of sixes.
So, obviously, you're good at batting at number three. Can you put a prediction on your score now?
I'd say mid-20s.
Mid-20s,
yeah.
We've also got the pap smear with us.
Oh,
what are you betting?
Number five.
Batting five. He's already padded. I don't know what that says. Bash's batting attack. The fifth batsman in a five-over game.
I'm not going to ask you what you're going to get because hopefully we won't need you.
Aren't you bowling for us?
Yeah. But we know the Bashers.
Okay.
Oh, we know the Bashers. What does that mean?
All right. I think that's enough for pre-match.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, maybe our listeners can help us with this. One of the ladies from a bar that we won't mention came up to me this morning, said, "You played a song yesterday. It was about a boy and a girl and they get together."
No.
Do you know the one?
It was the one where you come to my back door.
Is it Let's Talk About Sex?
Listen here, you mongrels.
Here we go. The Bashers are coming out to bat. Sir Zick looking the goods. He's really warming up those shoulders, probably looking to open them up and go for the boundaries, I'd say.
I would like to point out that Chewy Cassius Chewbacca
swine flu
has decided to continue in the same form he has, wearing the helmet.
Yeah.
Wearing the helmet.
Obviously, he thinks there'll be a bit of pace.
Oh, he gets a lot of runs off the helmet.
We're coming with the first over here.
Bowling from the power plant side.
Bowling from the power plant side. Don't know who it is, but he looks like he's going to fire it up. Cassius out there in the helmet.
Looks like he's going to chuck it, actually.
Yeah.
Surveying the field. The bowler's working out his pacing. Must point out, for sixes, you have a limited run-up.
Yes.
Really?
10 yards.
Oh, yes. You're only allowed 10 yards.
Speaking of run-up, you were coming in off quite a run-up last week.
Yeah. It was working for me.
Yeah, you did all right. Until the teabag was dropping you. Here we go. First delivery here in the game for the Bashers. Cassius. Oh, it's a bit full and nice. Flipped up the legs. It looks like it's going to be a couple there.
Go
Cassius running it in. And
easy.
Cassius just proving the point that in sixes, every ball is worth at least two runs.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else is basically a dot ball.
Yeah. If you're not getting two off the bat, then you're not really scoring.
That's right.
And if you're not getting boundaries, then you're not winning.
That's true. Second delivery coming in here. Cassius facing. It's a bit forward. It's another one. I think it's a leg by that.
Flicked it off the pads.
And the umpire, Riaz Khan, indicates.
It's quite hard to tell if he's saying leg by or if he's just cut one.
Hey, Dino!
And Hammer just gets up in the middle of the broadcast.
Oh, guys. Working hard out there, the Basher. That's good running. Couple of runs there, taken mid wicket. Wait, we missed the ball there. Sir Dick here.
Big. Oh, he's going for the slog and he's missed.
Listen, we're gonna go on. You'll be on live, Sam. A potty?
Yeah, we're doing a potty.
Just take it, mate.
Get me one too. I've got one here.
There he came and he went. He comes pretty quickly, old Bliss.
Hadley setting in for a day's batting.
He is.
Looks very, very on form for 50 overs.
How do you take the first over, Danny?
We're on, are we?
Yeah, drunks.
There he is, Danny Morrison, fresh, straight from the corner of North Sydney.
North Sydney. First time, I'm actually a Chinese virgin. So, yeah, first time here, fantastic. And the captain's out in force. Captain Morgan already! And it's only just gone midday! Oh, brilliant.
He's been really, really setting the pace, pushing the run rate.
Yeah, I just saw a couple of old Aussie dogs, Rodney Hogg and Terry Alderman, and giving it cheap. And then Mike Whitney's arriving, but he's lost his gear as well.
Is he?
I'll just get your shit together and where's my bag?
Are you going commando again today?
Oh, the nasty Dolce Cabanos. Because, you know, you ponces up here get all this cheap underwear in China. And, mate, they're not the most comfortable.
They sew them back to front or something.
Oh, no, garrot the rectum. Warwick Camper with his exploratory surgery.
Oh, there you go.
All right, second over here. Cassius facing up again. Helmet necessary?
No. Well, actually, to be fair, it actually bounces. If someone runs in, because the matting, I believe, they got it wrong. It doesn't quite cover right across, and to nail it down. But it did bounce a bit yesterday with a two-piece ball. Yeah.
I think it's just to protect his hair.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want it blowing.
That's a big shot.
Oh, is that young Gavin?
Yes.
The Gavmeister.
And it's gone for four.
Mad Pomp. From Middlesbrough, isn't
he? That looked like one of your shots, man.
It did.
Yeah,
he's obviously been taking lessons.
Danny, in your international cricketing days, what was the highest you ever batted up the order?
Hammer. I batted three or four occasionally. bullshit. I had to come in as night watchman. And it was, and the Pakistani gents are in front of us here watching the Bashers smoke it here at the Shanghai Sixes. But against the two Ws, Wazim and Wakar, a couple of times as night watchman. And, Karachi. It was Lahore and Faisalabad. And those two, a little bit scary to say the least.
A little scary.
Yeah, useful. Yeah, it was tough. Those guys, it blew us away all the time.
Did they give you a bit of lip? At all, or was it all action?
Wasn't short of a word at times.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you, you filthy white pig. At times, just occasionally, nothing too much. I get that nice and clean.
Nice that he wasn't over the top with
it. No, not too over.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you. And anyway, look, it was all good banter. But scary.
They would have fancied their chances of getting you out in the
Yes. Yes, my bats had those big holes on the bottom. Bad sponsorship.
No, they were like the scoop.
Variation of the scoop with a big hole in the middle. Yeah. That just, I don't know, the ball just kept going through it all the time. Early on, too.
All right, Sir Dick facing up now.
Sir Dick facing up. I think we really need...
That's gone. Misplayed on the boundary. It's gone for four.
That is some very casual fielding down
there.
That was apparently a bit average.
Very average fielding on the boundary.
What would you say, Danny? Good score in sixes. Good defender for total.
69. Winning score every time.
You're big on swaz on there, aren't you? No, Neil. No, you got to get more for that. For you guys, yeah, I suppose so. If you get over 70, mind you, we went for 80 odd yesterday, didn't we? Got smoked all parts.
Yes.
What was the story with the short run up, mate?
That's as far as I go on my holidays. I mean, really. Yeah. And you don't allow it. Look, it's about 8 paces. But we couldn't use the 4. And I was chatting to the umpire then, lovely fellow. Chatting away, kept asking me, you know, geez, Danny, you're looking good, Nick, for an old man. I said, thanks very much. He said, well, how old are you now? I said, I'm only 43. He said, oh, okay, I'm only 36, so stick it. Oh, that's charming. That's fantastic. A lovely fellow. But no, the short run, that's all you can think of. It's all you need now.
It is all you need.
Short and sweet like our legs.
How high you reckon was your leap, mate, when you were coming?
Too high, you're
right.
About
too high.
Hammer, you're onto it, aren't you? You're a little encyclopedia, aren't you?
Yeah.
And another part-time porn star. Ripper. Yeah, it was too high.
You're getting close to
them. How many was that? They run one. That was a bit exciting. Did you see earlier today they run 6?
What?
Yeah.
Who did that?
Oh, the president did. Yeah, Amiga and now someone else.
They ran 6.
Yeah, I know.
running 6 anyway.
He's off the oxygen now. It's all right.
Oh, I would have been too.
Yeah.
Okay, let's wake up. Yeah, let's get amongst it.
All right.
That's from the...
We're back. We've had a bit of a recovery session from the sixes. And we're going to go and have our umpteenth try around the wicket for this cast. So starting off with what, Luce?
Let's look at Australia-India, which recently wrapped up in India. Massive series. Mm. Played in the subcontinent. And the boys brought it home. The Aussies, a depleted Australian attack.
Yeah.
Here we go. Get it, India. Oh, very good series, huh? I mean...
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise, really, to a lot of people.
It was. I mean, an Australian side which was really depleted, as I said. A lot of guys went home. They sent them home. In the end, they had 13 players available for that last game, which was subsequently washed out.
Yeah.
But we wrapped it up. Australia wrapped it up 4-3. For me, last Thursday, the highlight after training was watching the Aussies plough on 350 runs. 350 runs. Watson did well. Mm. Cameron White did well. Sean, what's his name? Sean Marsh? Jeffrey Marsh, or something? Sean Marsh. He did well. 350. That's 7 runs. And out comes the little master, Sachin Tendulkar.
Oh.
Booyah, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
What do you get? 170 odd.
175, I
think. Yeah. 170 off 141.
Awesome.
What a unit. 20 years he's been playing for. 20 years.
Hasn't aged a day, has he?
No, he looks good. Hey. I met him once before.
Did you?
I met him in Brisbane, yeah. Yeah, mate.
I see Sachin, and then I look at Mao and I see what could have been.
Oh. Oh, well.
Okay.
We love it. Well, it was wonderful, the Australian that series, and
not so good for Sanjay and Agua, though. Didn't have a good day that day.
No. So well done.
More on that later.
Well done to the Aussies, and they'll be fired up for that Test series coming up against the Windies soon.
Oh, so what about that?
Just kicking off at the end of this month.
And it looks like they're actually sending a real team.
Are they? Do they have a team?
They've got the. You know, it's not just the school teachers anymore.
Yeah,
although Floyd Reef is still in there.
They've got a
proper team.
It's going to kick off in the Gabba, as it always does in Australia, the Gabba. A little bit later than normal. It's 26, I think it kicks off.
Mm.
From my being a Brisbane boy...
5 tests?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a 5 test series. But it was always early November in Brisbane. And now it's... Possibly because of, I don't know, whatever.
Global warming,
weather conditions, humidity.
Mm.
That would be a good series as well. So, looking forward to that. What happened over in Abu Dhabi?
Well, it was just a pleasure to tune in and have a listen to the Saint. Danny getting on it.
D-Man!
He was getting amongst it there.
Did you hear what happened?
interrupting. Sorry, come on. I apologise.
No, you hear what happened in the Sixers
in Hong Kong?
Hong Kong.
No.
All and there's a big six. Get your heart out, B Lapthorn.
We were texting the B man, Hammer and me. We said, use this one. Whoa, that's a massive six. Get a bit of looseness in here, Hong Kong.
Unfortunately, he was on the ball though in Abu Dhabi.
He was.
Yeah, so he was well though.
And it was pretty good. It was an interesting series. A couple of thrashings,
mm-hmm.
followed by a win that probably shouldn't have been a win, really.
Well, take it though; it's in the bag.
Mm.
And what's his name?
I mean, two very evenly matched teams in a lot of ways.
Didn't old mate, what's his name? The captain got axed, though, didn't he?
Well, he's not going to New Zealand now.
Why is that?
I think no one likes him. He's a bit like the anti-basher, really.
Simple explanation.
Yeah, nobody really likes him, so... He's already quit once before, I think.
Yeah, useless.
Cool.
I think it'll be a good series back down in New Zealand, too.
Yeah. Obviously played in New Zealand because he can't be playing test matches in Pakistan.
No, that's right.
So, and that's why the one days are played in Abu Dhabi.
But you got to say, that was pretty much a home crowd for them.
Yeah, for sure.
Very much so.
Absolutely. What else happened?
We got South Africa, Zimbabwe.
Yeah,
it's good to see Zimbabwe playing some cricket.
Now, talking about a country, I mean, do they even have a side these days? I mean, you're talking about West Indies. What about these poor Zimbabweans?
Apparently they do. Didn't do too well, but, you know, they've had a couple of one days against South Africa, and
what happened there?
Apparently it's a bit of a warm-up for the England tour, but I don't know, I reckon it might be the other way around, based on how England did the other day.
Got nailed by...
South Africa.
India.
They got nailed out all out for 86 or something.
Useless.
Rubbish. But you know what they say? Poor rehearsal, good show.
The Zimbabweans, incidentally, they did play a series in Bangladesh recently. Don't quote me on the dates, but they did.
Sometime this year.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, recently. And they got nailed by Bangladesh in Bangladesh.
Oh, I would think they would.
I mean... We've spoken about this before. Zimbabwe, whatever. I mean, it's going to. They still haven't got their test status, have they? Are they getting back or not?
I don't know.
Nah.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Nah. Go on. Give it to Kenya.
Yes.
Give it to Kenya, get it in ya. Or the Japanese women's side, bloody hell.
Yes. Give it to the woman.
Why not? How to get the good name us.
Give them everything.
Give them everything.
Yeah.
What else is that? I know
some people would like to give them something.
Wow. What's coming up? Anything coming up? Yes, there is.
Oh, yeah, Pakistan going to New Zealand. West Indies
and Australia. Soap Dodgers versus Sappers.
Yeah. We've done it.
In the bag. Bang. Boom.
Lock, stock.
Very coherent because Hammer's not here.
Come to the big bamboo.
Calving it, Bashers. Fucking oath. Oath. God, I love this place.
No, I reckon you should just move over here and join the Bashers.
Yeah, they're a good gig, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it's only on 6 months there and 6 months in Australia.
I love Australia.
Oh, banana vendors.
Dino, you're not coming to stay over.
Yeah, he reckons you know where to fucking go pitch a tent.
Pitch a tent.
Nah, I guess I came for a week.
You should see that. You should see Scott and the boys up there.
Gooding's just been hit for a boundary.
Again?
James Gooding was a basher.
Is Cassius throwing up on the pitch there? Or is he having a quiet moment, a bit of a prayer?
That guy doesn't have to be, does he?
That's the anti-basher.
Is that guy's expression on his face the whole time?
That's the anti-basher.
Is he English?
Yes.
Prick.
That's quite neutral. It all works well.
We quite often give him Frank.
Profile. Scowling face.
Oh, that is quite the athlete's profile.
Oh, Andy Bash.
Oh! And a big six.
That's a big. Oh, look at Riaz. Fine form from the umpire. That was Bowden-esque. It was Bowden-esque, that.
Sticking his arm up, picking his nose, that's all he was doing.
Was Billy Bowden umpiring you?
Yeah, he just started some one-day nationals. In fact, he went to the rival school up the road. I played first 11 cricket. He went to Westlake Boys and I was attacked from the ground.
He could play all right, apparently.
Yeah, he was a very talented rugby player. Very good first five.
Really?
Yeah, Prano, really Prano Bodica, for Kiwi listeners out there, Prano Bodica played second five outside him.
Yeah,
yeah, early 80s, very early 80s, about 80, 81.
That's an excellent piece of trivia.
Yeah, it is amazing. He was such a good... And then he came down, he ran into us down a local there in Devonport, and he played tennis. And he played up against a mate of mine, and he beat him to it a bit of tennis. Tennis, cricket, rugby. Unbelievable.
The bashes are overachieved.
All right, so moving on now to the third umpire. A bit of a bag full of lumberjack reports here. Basically, the pleasure. When did they last play?
I would have been about 3 weeks ago, mate. I reckon was three it? Or even longer, 4 weeks, you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was against, it was against K2.
K2.
Who were that?
The Great Unwashed.
Huh.
What a disgrace. Of a game.
Tell me about it.
Well, it started. I actually did a lumberjack report, so I would firstly bring to the attention of our loyal listeners to go to the blog and actually read that.
www.bashercc.org/blog.
Get it in ya. But it was a great day. Spirits are high. We had a few casualties early on. Circus, Swahili, no surprise. Maiden.
What happened to
them? Week. Week. Didn't rock up, but we soldiered on. We got on the bus. We were out there. We did some fielding practice. Our courageous skipper, Tank, over here, led us through 2 minutes of fielding practice, and he said, that's enough, buddy, useless. We had the Jaguar there for the day.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
And I think we may even had... We had Teabag as well.
Yes.
What? What a collection. Now, a collection of bashes that day. It was amazing. To cut a very long story short, which we should, I think we got bowled out for about 30 odd.
No, we got on more than that. Not a lot.
Extras.
Not a lot more. Extras. Not a lot more. I remember I was scoring in the end, just...
Got over 50.
Oh, well, you would have had a 20 or so on.
No, I did nothing.
I had a boundary and then nothing.
I was on a hat-trick at one stage.
In the batting?
Yeah. We bowled all right, actually. We did well. It's just a typical basher-like. Actually, you can't say typical basher-like collapse now, because what are we doing? We're in the final this Sunday. Come on.
Really?
Sunday.
Really? Didn't know about that.
Super Sunday, which we'll cover that later.
Okay.
But, yeah, that was it. Listen, it was a good season this year. I mean, you're the captain, Birdie.
I was there some of the time, yeah. It was a good season, yeah. We deserved to do better than what we did, but, well...
We're just setting ourselves up for next year.
Absolutely. You know, what I think the problem really was, I think, that... didn't quite have enough mongrel to finish it off, did we?
Not enough mongrel.
Listen here, you mongrels.
Yeah, so next year maybe I think we need a captain with a bit more mongrel.
Whoa, that's the call is out there.
There we go. We'll add more about that later as well.
Stay tuned.
On to the... before we get on to the business, let's go to the Sixers. What happened there? Does anyone remember?
No, absolutely... No, nothing. All I remember is I was scoring in the last session on Sunday. Yeah, they put me in...
Do you know what happened to those score sheets, by the way?
Absolutely no idea. No idea. I was scoring. I completely rooted up the scoring system. I mean, can you blame me? On the
scoring,
juice,
rooting... Yeah.
On the juice, since bloody Friday morning, looking after D-Man, ploughing through it, and they say, off you go and score the last session of the bloody Sixers. I mean, come on. But it was wonderful.
Excellent organisation, that.
No, at least I would say well done to everybody for pitching up. Bashers, of course, were the most vocal, the best dressed. Drunkest.
Possibly.
And we actually played a few games and...
Apparently,
how did we go? I actually don't know.
I think we won one.
Well, yeah, we won. Oh. We beat someone.
Beijing, possibly.
Yes, I think we did.
Mm.
bloody Coca-Cola, as we've heard before, or maybe after, depending on how this all gets put together. But
played that game.
Bloody hell.
Now, Danny got bloody nailed for a massive six.
Of course, we did get beaten by the Devils, but half of them were bashers.
Turncoats. Yes. You listening up, you turncoats?
But how does that happen?
Welcome back to the fold. You never left. Yeah, that was a good start, wasn't it? Yeah.
So it took bashers to beat the bashers, really.
Yeah, which is, so we're all winners. Everyone's a winner.
That's right.
Now, it was a wonderful weekend, and the highlight for me obviously was the dinner.
Oh yes.
On the Saturday night, a few.
Okay, let's wake up. Yeah, let's get amongst it.
Well, there you go. I mean, yeah, the Saints. You listen to him. The memories come flooding back in. He was the man of the tournament. If there was going to be a trophy, I mean, we'd go to Danny the St. Morrison.
Yeah.
Great speech up there with his stogie. Just carving it up. Carving it up.
Carving it, Bashers. Back and oath. Oath. Oh, God, I love this place.
Well... And we can't wait to invite him back again next year. Hopefully we can get him back.
Let's assume that we've just forgotten all about that and move on to the business, starting with a couple of weeks back. I think you were there.
I was
taking some pictures of the
game in the dark. You can see that how dark it was. You go to the blog, there's photos of the moon, and in the foreground Inquisition John Lapaño straining to see a ball being delivered. You can't quite see the ball. That's because it hasn't glowed in the dark.
He strains to see it in broad daylight anyway, so to be fair.
Absolutely, absolutely. Poor old Johnny.
But what happened there? Was it controversial? Any biffo?
Not really controversial. More along the lines of it's so darn dark. Hmm. The only controversy was the game prior did not end when it was supposed to end.
May I ask?
And they did not cut their overs from 25 to 20.
Was that that was obviously a
pleasure
Division
game.
2 game.
Yes.
I'm putting it on the table now, the SEC, or these people out there running these games, whoever the supervisor is, there must be a superintendent. Come on! Gee up! It's a semi-final! This is dangerous. You can't be running over time.
It wasn't a semi-final.
Oh, was it?
No.
It was still dangerous.
It was a rubber match, actually.
It was dangerous.
It was dangerous. But I would like to point out...
It is the game.
While the Bashers lost losing and by Pudong winning, the Hot Dogs went to the bottom of the ladder.
Sweet justice.
So the question arises, did the Bashers throw the match?
Oh, big question. Big question. Well, if they did...
If there was ever a good moral reason for throwing a match, that'd be it, wouldn't
it? I wonder if Mike Manlove Tasmellis cried tears after that match. I reckon. Mongrel.
I don't think they've told him yet.
Yeah. Yeah, lovely. Well
anyway,
done.
So the following week, of course, was the semi-final.
Sorry, here we go.
The following week against the Devils. You were there as well.
I was not there, but I got a text message from Lefa John the Inquisition, our former president, who said, 45-5. We're not doing so well.
Right.
Indeed.
What he said.
Yeah.
And then of course what happened? A bit of a rear guard action.
Then I heard nothing.
Yes.
And I sent a message to Denzel, what happened?
Radio silence.
We won. And I'm like, okay, who was man of the match? Or who did well?
Yeah.
He goes, I did. I'm like, so what'd you get? How many wickets? One. How many runs? 18 not out. And I'm thinking, that doesn't sound like you won. And he's like, No, we won. I was 18 not out. It was a good 18.
Wow.
That's
about my stats for the season.
140, 130 something. It's up on the blog.
Yeah. They didn't hit a four. They did not hit a single
That's
boundary.
That's class. Winning a semi-final without hitting a boundary.
My eye groups. Can I just go
Sanjay
back?
Sanjay Anagula for the Devils was batting 50-plus, and they've gone to 85 for one at drinks.
Yeah.
And then... the Bashers came in with Lapeño and
Divinal
and got them all out for less than 45.
45 for 9
just
wickets.
Just carved them up, as he says. Just carved it up.
Just incredibly
like
intense.
A Sunday roast.
Yes.
Incredibly intense.
Can I go back to that comment what Denzel said? Cranky, sorry.
Yeah.
It's great. May I, for the record...
Who did well?
Show Pony. You're a show pony.
I think new nickname. My Little Pony.
Little Shetland.
My Little Pony. I love My Little Pony.
Did nothing. Guys are out there getting wickets 4-for, 3-for. You got what? 1... 18 not out.
No, but he was saying his 18 not out was essential.
Right, and how many boundaries did you stop?
Eggs. How did you hit?
There we go. Anyway, so I think that's about it for the Lumberjacks.
Looking forward, looking to the future.
Night Watchman.
Looking to the future.
It's going to get rowdy here now, isn't it?
That's all it is. It is a pub. I forgot to do that.
Well, there you go. See ya.
Velvet. All right, here's a question, Danny. I think I remember this.
You could just see you.
Danny, did you ever wind up on a calendar?
Hammer's just the
like a fireman's calendar,
isn't he? He's
you're encyclopedic.
I remember back in Danny. Everyone used to be like Danny.
He's been on the cover of Women's Weekly.
Have you?
Yeah, I saw that.
How much did you get paid for that?
Oh, a couple of beers.
Bullshit.
Oh, shit. You would have
paid them.
Lampriscos, we've got a couple of cases.
And a little Lambo in you.
There's that happy guy again. Happy Gilmore. Get out the way.
He's the anti-basher, mate.
He smashed that boiler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dipso. Oh. He's coming back. Is that big
tumble.
A Denzel? Oh, he's got the old grass, man. He's got the old Astro
turf burn.
He wanted to come back because he knew it was the last ball, so he gets to strike.
Yeah.
I'm glad I had his birdie. So he didn't need it.
I think we need to get the bulldozer out on the pitch to get that dent out. Where he landed there.
I thought the concrete had been dried, but I guess not.
This is great cricket out here.
Yeah, this is great cricket.
And the captain's here. Fantastic.
He's on the rumbos early.
Come on, rumbo.
Queensland cordial.
Have you spoken to Chris Martin recently?
Did I saw him? And he took the record off me.
Yeah, you were a lot better.
And I saw him in Gore.
In Gore?
Yeah, oh, Southern India. And I congratulate him because he also went past me in wickets. So he's gone past me in ducks and he's just
gone
past me.
I thought you meant Gore.
Gore. Southern, yeah,
not down in South Island.
No, not Gore. No. Nice part of the world, you Otago mongrel.
Gay man, Gore.
But he said, yeah, and he goes, I said, you jerk.
Oh!
He's bowling!
That's a ball, eh?
Yeah. And swinging Yorker pace.
We assume.
I saw it was something like that.
From long on, it looked like it.
Yeah.
Long story short, into Gaul, saw him, I said, mate, well done. You passed me in wickets, Annie. I said, and you mongrel, you've gone past me with the ducks now. He's gone to 25.
Yeah.
So he's gone past me. He says, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I'm actually quite proud of that, because so was I, you jerk. We had all those duck callers on my test training season.
Yeah.
We had duck on the menu for the luncheon functions.
Yeah.
Chocolate dessert ducks. Decanter.
Decanter,
that's the one we love, Mr. D. Hunter.
Yeah.
So when you were playing, when you would practice, did you get any nets time at all?
No. Let's play your own trumpet. I batted 4 or 5 at first 11. Yeah, just a bat a bit. Because in those days, 2-piece ball was at the school board. But you had to concentrate on your bowling because you had pace and you swung it. All the top order batters would make you stay in there as a slave and just bowl. And when I think back to now how they load it better, you bowl a lot more sensibly with strategy in the nets. We just bowl too long. It's just stupid. Bowl too long.
When you pad it up in the nets, who would bowl to you?
Well, that's the problem. You had a net bowlers, young net bowlers. Or you get Johnny Wright bowling loopy hand grenades. It was just embarrassing. And against spinners,
He didn't face Spinners.
Yeah, like, you know, the roll up, you know, let's Wuzz, Rocker, come back, let's kill him. Yeah, let's finish the tail off. Numbers 9, 10, and 11 are in, let's go. Yeah. And that would be it. They just get run over. Bounce, either hit the helmet, the glove went off your face, you'd be pleased about. I said, my God, I'm loving my job today. And then headbutt another one and then get bowled.
In fact, I've got to go and see the captain, Johnny. Right, excuse me.
So tonight, Watchman, upcoming cricket for the Bashers. Well, there's bugger all this year, so you better be in.
Oh, it's the biggest event ever.
Huh?
It's like the moon landing.
But basically, there's two more things to go through. Let's start at the end with the Hong Kong tour.
Yeah, get in.
Hong Kong Sixes. Who knows anything about that?
All I know is I went last year.
4th through the 6th of December.
Yeah, it's 4th through the 6th of December. It's down in Hong Kong. It's always a great event every year.
Bloody hell.
The Bashers, for the second time in as many years, are sending their own team down.
Getting global.
We're getting global.
Go global.
Go global.
Go global, but keep it local.
I like it.
Come on, boys.
As I said, it's the second time in 2 years that we're...
The Bashers are going plural.
The Bashers are sending down a team. We're right now taking applications for anyone who wants to come on tour. Basically, we're begging you. We only got 4. We need at least 2 more.
Will there be an interview process?
Can you drink?
Can you stand up? Not necessarily at the same time.
Can you...
Do you have a passport?
Yeah. Do you have a passport? Can you pay for your flight?
You're in. Well, it's actually... last year, obviously, Tank, we were down there with Johnny LaPagnol and the boys. Wonderful weekend of cricket.
Where's the tour report, by the way? Still waiting for that.
Didn't they?
Yeah. Inquisition.
Yeah, really. That'll come soon. But it was a bloody good weekend. And economical as well. It's basically flights and your accommodation. Everything is just happy days after that.
Thanks to Big Bamboo, cover the tournament costs.
Yeah. Thank you, Big Bamboo.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Can I have another beer while we're thanking you? Please.
Likewise. I love it. Wonderful.
So it's great fun every year. It's 3 days of
looseness.
Wine chai.
There's some bloody...
Enough said about that.
I rocked up on the Friday.
The United Nations.
Apparently not enough said.
It's finished. That's closed now.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
United Nations shut down?
It was a particular place.
Bring back the establishment, League of Nations.
An establishment in Wan Chai, which shall go unnamed, but was a preferred drinking hole for the Bashers. I arrived last year on the Friday night. I missed the Thursday. John LaPagnol, like I said, Dino, come straight over, come straight to the pub. And so, come. Rock up at 11 o'clock Friday night. Suitcase, Vara. On it. I did not check in the hotel until about 5 o'clock in the morning. JC was completely smashed. I'm spitting into it. Smashed.
My roommate, JC. Disappeared Saturday night. Showed up at the ground.
Apparently you knew you were going to have the room to yourself. What you could have arranged.
Oh, hello. Well, a bit of forward thinking this year, mate. There you go.
Who wants to go?
So you actually want me to go down, right? You know the wife listens to the podcast.
He is very good.
Very good.
Very
See
good.
What he didn't arrange.
Yeah. Exactly. No, it's a good.
You see two men pedaling backwards fast.
It's a good weekend down there.
Anyway, yeah. So get into that. It's on the website somewhere. If you just
send an email to John LaPagnol. He'll sort you out.
Yeah, all right, do that. And of course, yeah, not around. Of course,
pure blonde.
Pure blonde.
Two pure blonde.
Two pure blonde, maybe.
Two pure blonde, lovely. Thank you,
darling. We be. All right, and the other thing coming up, of course, this Sunday, very soon.
The moon landing! Bigger! Stanley Kubrick!
But it's not faked. It's real!
I'm salivating. It's a fine line between nervousness, excitement...
Bashers in a final for the first time in, 3 years?
Yeah. nervous and excitement. You just, my heart goes out to these warriors on the ground.
You haven't been selected?
I would just like to quote,
if they're sensible,
I would like to quote from Basher number one. You've achieved what no Basher's team in its long checkered history has achieved by reaching the final, and now you stand ready to devour the crown. And devour it you shall.
Woo! All right, you're going the right way for a smack bottom.
Inspiring words.
Words of wisdom, right. Words of wisdom. Thank you, thank you.
It's not inspired words, inspiring words.
That's right. I think it must have been even better before he translated it from Latin, which I'm sure is what he wrote it in the first place.
Yeah. And obviously, guys and geishas and everybody, wives, friends, aes, cousins, whatever, we will go in. Stay tuned for the details, huh? We'll let you know about the...
But anyway, the details of what's actually going on. Bashers in the Division 1 Santa Fe Premiership Final for 2009 against who?
The Great Unwashed.
Who cares? I think it's K2, right?
I think, yeah. We're going to scale their peak and plant a flag and claim what is rightfully ours.
Ainsley says,
oh?
We win... The pusher has put this down in writing that if we win against the K2 squad who wore a competing logo on a jersey at the Sixes, he will double next year's Coke contribution. That alone, Stassi.
Yes.
Mr. Treasurer.
The pressure's on the boys. Listen, I wouldn't
money
take
on the line here.
Pressure's on, but come on, fellas, lift, do it. Do it for us. Do it for your supporters. We're going to be there behind you.
Do it for cricket.
Do it for the love of the game. Do it for that little bloody leather ball.
Do it to be able to laugh and point every time we see the anti-basher more than we already do.
The sweet smell of success.
Oh, there's so many reasons for doing it. That's what I always say. Anyway, boys.
The bashers are overachieved.
I think you've overachieved already, but let's overachieve some more.
Woo!
Sunday.
Come on, fellas. Bring it home. Come on, you bloody bashers. Done.
Yeah.
At the Shanghai Sixers.
Yeah, we don't know anything outside of that at the moment.
Let me enlighten you.
Yeah.
Flintoff has moved to Dubai because he's got a dodgy knee, and he likes the couple, doesn't he? Hates a drink that's ready.
Is he going to start playing for Pakistan? Is that
what... Yeah, he loves it. He's going to coach them because they need it.
Freddie Flintoff immortalised himself in the last Ashes series. Do you think there was a bit of luck involved with that? Because I think Freddie didn't play that great, but all of this shit, I think he immortalised himself, not on the point.
The crucifixion starts.
Well, yeah.
Five for at Lords, mate, and your last Lords test match, that's all he needed. He needed a five for, and guess what?
They
hadn't lost an Ashes test, the Aussies, in what was that, 70-odd years, 75 years? And the big fella came to the party, all the way from Preston, popped down the M1 and said, suck on this, you southern bastards, and smoked it. And just said, Aussies, go home. They won the series. Did you know the history of this, you muggles? Mickey Ponting is only the second Australian captain to lose back-to-back Ashes series in England, 05 and 09. Mate, he's cast in stone. Bad luck, Rick.
All right, here's a question for you. Anyone you played, who's the biggest cricketing geek that's just fucking loves their cricket? So, Paddles?
He's up there. The Knight. Well, the Knight of Knights, I mean, really. Knows his stats. He could tell you when he got out of Guy in 1979, Derbyshire versus Knights in the second innings. On the flat. Paddles good. The man has got great record.
Which over?
He's
which
up to more. Exactly.
And a great moustache too, mate, when he likes support too. It's a little bit, don't be too close to the schoolyard, mate, but it's cool as well.
70s porn star look, on fire, those guys. Lily, Hadley, Maxie Walker,
is it going to come back?
They all had it.
Is it going to come back?
The Moes?
Yeah.
Guys are going for goatees now, Bird. Yeah, they're going for goatees.
Goatee.
Selective shaving, it's up there. Turtle would know all about the selective shaving. He loves it. Aussies, they're marvelous.
It's called prison pussy.
Oh, you know it.
All right, here's a question for you. Completely un-PC. Who was the best Maori bowler?
Now, Richard Puna.
Yeah?
He's up there. 70s. Outstanding. Great track record. And then you
tough,
think...
Tough Meister?
Tough Meister year, recent year.
That was
a great call.
That was to win or a draw?
That was to win.
Good players.
When I used to watch us play...
No, it must have been...
And we had KFC as our sponsor. And so it was up in the bowling. It's not going to happen.
Now, if you saw the drain pipe, outstanding. No, brilliant. Good bugger, Murph.
Yeah, I think he's a good bug.
Yeah, he's involved with Samoa cricket. He's, you know, of course, the icon for Samoa. And they need some icon players to really amp it and ramp
Heath?
It. Heathrow. Heath Davis. Can you pronounce his middle name? I don't think so.
Hey,
can you tell us Ross Taylor's full name?
Not today. Not on a
Ross
Sunday.
Ross Taylor.
Who's for the polls?
So, Heathrow.
Yeah.
Heath will get it together every now and again.
Yeah, now, very quick, nasty fella in the nets.
Yeah.
Early 90s when we were playing, and he would come down as a net bowler, play for Wellington. Then he got a test match tour to England in 1995, room with young Heathrow, and it was fair to say I had to tidy up his act in terms of his hygiene factor. But a few of us got injured. Chris Pringle was on that tour, himself, and got injured, and so they had to open the bowling. They opened the bowling with Dion Nash and Heathrow Davis. Now, we were sitting in there at Trent Bridge in the dressing room, pissing ourselves laughing, say, okay, I'm putting my mortgage on this that he will bowl a wide. And I can't, I'm just trying to think who it was sitting in the dressing room laughing, says, I've put my life on it that it'll be four wides. Pringo, what a prat. And it was four wides. And Pirori, what's the story? Get the dive out and couldn't get there. And it was four wides. His mortgage. We fell about in tears. Tears. Now, here's another one for the podcast listeners, because they'll love this, and this is right out of the sermon of the Bible. Blair Hartland, nicknamed the horse for obvious reasons, was having a shower at Trent Bridge, same test match in 94. Well, Jeff Howth, who liked a few, hated a drink to Jeffrey Howe, walked past and saw him in the shower and said, my God, it looks like three of them. Jeffrey, take a look at that.
Oh, tell me where the button needs to be and I'll fucking put it in there now.
All right, so drink spray.
Well, obviously, there's two big things on...
I thought it was you.
You know I do... seriously, you know I do have... Bloody hell, what's going on here?
We didn't need him anyway.
Yeah, well, two big things, fellas. Obviously, let's look at Sunday first. Now, I've put out an email, put a blog post, sorry, a couple of days ago. I will send out a group email, probably, we'll get this Friday, so probably Friday night or Saturday morning at the latest to remind everybody of this schedule now. So let's just run through it quickly. Obviously, all supporters who are willing to come out, and I would say all bashers should come out.
Do you believe this? He's got a script.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm fucking organised, mate. Come out, get behind the boys. We've got a couple buses running. The first bus leaves at 7, which is the players' bus and the diehard supporters.
It's be worth being on that bus.
It's... 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Because those boys are so serious, you'll have the esky to yourself.
What I suggest for the Swahilis and the circuses among you,
that's right, just come
straight
down
from the bar.
Yeah, absolutely,
come straight down.
Well, the first the players supporters bus leaves at 7. Now 8:15 will be a breakfast for all the other geishas, supporters, bashers who aren't playing in the boo. That's 50 RMB a head, sorry. And that is eggs, bacon, toast, coffee, rah rah juice, whatever you want.
the second bus will leave at 9 o'clock on the dot, okay? And we will be putting a surcharge on that because we are a carbon friendly club. So we've said 25 RMB ahead, which I think is quite appropriate. It's not going to break the coffers too much of your drinking allowance.
It offsets the cost of the bus and it offsets the cost
absolutely.
Of the carbon.
Absolutely. Yeah. So remember that. First bus, 7. Breakfast from 8:15 and second bus at 9 o'clock. Now, the victory bus will be returning from Waigaoqiao at around 2:30.
Whenever we're ready.
Absolutely. So there is a bus coming back. If you do make your way out there, come back on the bus on the victory
It'll
bus.
It'll be jam-packed.
It'll be jamming. We're just going to be getting
jam-packed.
Point out, as the Bashers travel in style, we are legally able to stand on our bus.
Absolutely.
Legally able to stand. Those are the quintessential words.
If we're physically able.
Absolutely.
Physically able is a different thing, but legally able.
Propped up. Well, there will be a lot of alcohol, sponsors alcohol. We're only drinking sponsors alcohol this
on the
weekend.
Bus.
Yeah, absolutely. It's VB all the way. So we'll be coming back at around 2:30 or whenever. And when we arrive at the Big Bamboo in Nanyang Lu.
And there it lies, a challenge to the Bashers. Let's get on the piss some more.
Absolutely. As Danny says, let's get on the piss some more. There will be a buffet kicking off from around 4 o'clock. That's 70 RMB. It's steak, fried rice, fettuccine, pizza, salad, warara. And one of the craziest beer specials you've ever heard. Enough on that. One of the craziest.
It's so good, we can't even tell you.
So, nod, nod, wink, wink. Get there, and we'll be... It actually, in the top... It's not in the sticky wicket.
We don't know yet. It'll be wherever we fit.
Right. Absolutely.
On the roof, maybe.
On the roof.
On the roof at the Bamboo.
Swinging from a pole.
If we have to close down the lane and hold it outside, we shall do it. And if we do that, maybe we can get some...
Ticker tape parade.
Absolutely. Ticker tape parade.
I was thinking about some street cricket.
Well,
remember the last time that happened, somebody ended up having to replace a window.
Absolutely. So guys and girls, all the listeners, I implore you, jump on the blog and whack your name down to indicate your interest for the buses, because we really need to plan this. At the moment, we have 15 supporters coming out. Let's ramp it up. Let's get everybody 25, 30. Let's really rock and roll. Come on. Get amongst us, D-Man says, and get behind you.
Yeah, give us a day's notice if we need to actually scrap the bus and put in a whole train line. We'll tunnel through and we'll put it in just for this day.
But it's going to be a very big night, messy, and hope to see you all and sundry there. Moving on.
Drinks break. Still on you.
Well, finally, to wrap it up pretty quickly.
Script's run out.
Yeah, he's gone. I'm ad limited, boys. I'm going. I've shut down in flames. End of season function. Stay tuned. We will be announcing that early next week. Probably going to be on the 27th of November, which is a Friday night. The theme this year, we do have a theme. The theme this year...
It's the assistant social director involved in this.
Yeah. The theme is loose and local. Oh. So we're not giving away too much. Of course, we can't give away too much.
I love the intrigue.
Loose and local. We do have two guys working on the theme. I can mention them. That's the Jaguar and Katie, who are working feverishly. Oh,
Jesus Christ. Right.
Stay tuned, but obviously it's the event, the social event of the year. It's where the geishas come out, dress the nines. It's where we can sit down there
red
and just
carpet.
Get on the piss. Maybe a red velvet from Dongjiazhu, just roll it out.
Velvet.
I think we might have the budget for
suede.
That. Yeah, a couple of meters of it, like a red velvet doormat when you walk in.
There we go.
That's all we need. But 27th, guys. Cancel everything. Cancel your weddings, your bar mitzvahs. Just stay in town for that, okay? Yeah. We want 50 plus guys.
Along.
And actually, I put the challenge out at D-Man. So put the challenge out to all the bashers there to bring some people along. I mean, bring a guest. Introduce them to bashers' social networking bashes style.
And therein lies a challenge to the bashes. Let's get on the piss some more.
Yeah. So there you go.
And also, of course, that's night you'll get your awards.
Well, it's awards night.
Awards night.
Committee voting. Oh, how good this going to be?
You got to remember, for awards, we've got the players' trophies for best batter, fielder, bowler of the pleasure of the business.
Yep.
The president's trophy, which
best dressed award,
goes to the bashers. The captain's trophy to player of the year. Not to mention best dressed
sledger of the year,
sledger of the year,
bus tourist of the year,
tourist of the year.
Loads and loads of trophies to be
handed
out.
I'll tell you what. If anyone's got any suggestions. This is not an official vote or anything. It's not like the Academy. This is a dictatorship, essentially. But if anyone has some suggestions on who should get what awards, send them to blog at bashescc.org.
A dictatorship. It's more like an anarchy.
May I ask? Can I throw in a googly here, boys? Throw in a googly.
Yeah.
Any. Predictions.
Predictions.
I mean, let's look into the crystal ball.
For
anything.
I think that the Jaguar has some competition on his hand for best dressed.
Best dressed. Ooh. Yeah, really.
Who's pushing? Hello. We can't say. There you go. Well,
I think there's going to be a surprise winner of the best dress.
Well, the challenge lies with Jager.
It's certainly not going to be Circus.
We've got Squeaky. We've got
Squeaky. Keep it in your pants.
We have
Squeaky.
He's
the basher.
Yeah.
Correct.
And stop the presses. A basher has got engaged.
I see. Hello. Well done.
Well done, Filthy.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. Or commiserations. Depends which side of the fence you sit on.
He posted it on Facebook. I saw
that last time. Congratulations, Filthy. Well done, bro. A Valentine's Day wedding.
Valentine's Day wedding.
Yeah, well done.
Well, that'll be expensive.
There you go.
When's the Bucks night?
Stay.
Okay, so stay tuned to the next drinks break for Filthy's.
I think Filthy will have to call on the new social director.
Well, yeah. It might be my last outgoing tour of duty. It might be my last one, or I can actually assist the incumbent.
There you go. Did we talk about nominations? We did.
Nominations are upcoming, as we said, at the end of season function, also, which functions as the Bashers AGM.
I am there. AGM, what does that mean?
Annual General Meeting, for those of you who don't spend your life in a tie.
It's
angry.
It's over very quickly.
It's over very quickly, but...
It's 3 minutes across.
One of the...
It's a bit like... I'm not going to say it.
Yes. Mrs. Luce is here to defend herself.
Look out. Yeah, so what do we have to do?
We have to vote for the committee for next year.
You've got about 3 microseconds by the time you hear this to get your nominations in. You can nominate yourself, nominate another basher for all those positions. It's all on the website. It's right at the top there. You can't miss it. Put it on there.
Get amongst it.
Or send an email to
secretary@basherscc.org.
If you want to keep it, you know, nudge.
Serious question. If I want to nominate somebody, can I nominate 2 people, 3 people? I mean,
yes.
Do we do
yes.
Well? Absolutely. Okay.
You can nominate the whole kit and caboodle if you want.
Well, that's going to make more bloody effort for you. Actually, thanks for telling me that.
Everybody's
nominated. 136 people.
Not for the
president. Get your nominations in. They're going to close quickly and do it. Get involved.
Do it now. We'll sit here and wait for you while you do it.
Do it. Go on. Off you go.
We'll just have a drink.
There you go. Get in there. Type it in.
Okay. And put in the...
secretary@bashercc.org. Yeah, well, you've done it good. Lovely.
So we don't need to put it in
there
now.
Okay,
well,
done.
And moving on, we've done that. We've got awards. What else have we got to do?
That's it.
Yeah, we're coming up to it.
Rubbish.
Of course, we didn't mention
What have we missed?
Big news in the Bash.
What have we missed?
From the Sixers. We have a patron for the first time ever.
What is this?
Anyway, big... I thought it was big news.
Yeah, it was.
But the Bashers have a patron.
Calvin, you Bashers. Back an oath. Oath. God, I love this.
Okay, let's wake up. Yeah, let's get amongst it. The Bashers are overachieved. And therein lies a challenge to the Bashers. Let's get on the piss some more.
And I watch the buddy, the VB ads. Hilarious. And there's these guys. For guys punching above their weights. Really supermodel like he was. Awesome. The D-man.
Yeah, just like him.
Cracker. Yeah. Well, he is in the doghouse, isn't he?
Oh, she's listening. She's listening. Yeah, we are. She's listening to try and find out where he is.
Oh, eat your heart out. Oh, there you go. What a cracker.
D-Man,
Remember
when you said that fucking roll? We're going to serve that off with you right now. And the bowler coming in. You started that shit.
Richard Hadley, Richard Hadley at Eden Park. 1981, I was there as a 15-year-old. 81. And they're playing India. Ravi Shastri. In fact, here's a nice bit of trivia. Ravi Shastri's test debut. And same with Ian David Stockley-Smith. Now, Smithy led through about 20-odd buys. Cat. And I'll never forget being in that southern stand. The guys were clanging the cans as Indians and were chanting, "Go, India, go. Hadley isn't us hood." And they got drowned out, of course, by the terraces going, Hadley. It was just brilliant.
Intellectual stuff.
Oh, stunning. Hadley's here. Hadley Churchill. Yeah. Hadley and Mangrel.
Rigor
mortis. Rigor
mortis.
What about when he was batting in India?
Go.
He dived on the ground. He was cramping, and then this swarm of bees came over, and he saw all the Indian fielders diving on the ground. Thought, my God, are they praying? Maybe I should lie down. I can lie down. Poles, it's all on, Boyley. There's David Boyle from
Boyle, mate.
Canterbury.
I'm from Oamaru, mate. Brother,
yeah, he's best mate.
Blood match, took him out. St. Kevin's rubbish.
Tell us a David Boyle story, mate. We want to hear Boyle's story. David,
yeah, well, we played a lot against the Kintyres. And David and Justin Boyle. Yeah. We like to help them.
Justin Boyle's a good cat, man.
I used to love killing those guys for a living. Oh, you'd run through and smack them on the helmet. I want to rip their lungs out. But they're useful players, but nah. I used to say, look, come, we're going to have to kill you. We're going to throw you on the spit barbecue. And they're good players, but nah, we still like hurting them.
D-Man, when you got on the tail end, test match, when you were bowling fucking bounces at these tail ender cats, were you still thinking they might be bowling to you or not later on or not? Or you like, this is the chance to fucking knock his head off?
Well, you got it, because you're going to get it back, don't you? You're going to find fire with fire, and you knew you were going to get it. So you gave it out. It was just the way
every
it was.
Ball's a bouncer, yeah. Too,
the West Indies set the tone. There's no doubt about that. Great West Indian side of the late 70s through the 80s. They set the tone. There's none of that sort of hello, the bowler's fraternity. I'll bowl length to you and half volleys.
Yeah.
Break a rib. Break a rib.
And do it with a smile.
As the great Jack Nicholson said in that Batman movie of 1989, as my plastic surgeon said, if you're going to go with a smile. Give it some.
Do you guys need some more margaritas?
Yeah, go. What are you doing? Go on, Ross. You go get them.
Can we get some more jugs of that, please?
Jugs?
Okay, jugs
of
yeah.
Tell Jugs to get it in there.
There we are, Jugs.
Jugsy.
Here you go.
All right, Jugs.
Get Jugs and a margarita.
Get the Jugs out.
And the last thing we want to go as we go into bowling at the death, yeah. We want to talk about our next cast number 16. It'll be it'll be the last one for the year,
yeah.
If not ever.
Wow.
Who knows? Anyway, but what we want to do, it's going to be basic.
Next year we're going television.
Oh dear. 24 hours if the Jaguars.
that going to fly?
Anyway, we've got to do basically like what they do on the sitcoms when the writers go on strike. We're a bit of a best of show where we just basically play some old rubbish from the past. So what we want you to do is write into broadcast@bashcc.org and first of all tell us your favourite broadcast moments of the year and we'll bring them back and
dissect them.
Also just your general favourite Bashers moment of the year on the field, off the field, at the boo.
Talking about broadcast@bashcc.org. It's quite quiet tonight in here, isn't it?
It is.
Like we're missing something.
I'm not missing anything.
There's actually some clarity and purpose behind what we're saying.
Yeah.
What?
Where is the man?
Oh, he's been busy, mate. He's been busy.
Ooh. He's working on the theme.
I just want to say that it would be very much like Katie to miss the end of season function.
Oh yeah, there'll be a table
I've
in the corner.
I've got some money on that.
There we go.
Let's get Matt the bookie to run a book.
Yeah.
Matty, if you're listening, what are the odds for Casey, aka Hammer Time, of actually missing the end of season pisser? I'm saying close to evens.
Yeah. And it's a bit of bowling at the death. What do we normally do there? You know where the website is, you know the emails, there's a shitload of email addresses.
Absolutely.
We'll bypass that. You've had enough. We've had enough. Actually, we're going to have some more. But
a few more.
We've had some. But, we need to have a limerick.
Who's going to do that?
For this particular limerick, I think we need to have the American do it.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
Can you read that?
Here we go. The demon.
I didn't say read it to yourself.
There once was a basher called Danny, whose feet were so close to his fanny. Just a regular little guy, till he got amongst it in Shanghai, and found his basherness to be uncanny.
Working in the office.
Oh, Rubber Ducky!
Get it on the floor, Rubber Ducky.
All right, so
just cut it out.
It says all over the bathroom in here. Strikes back. Wonderful. Way to go.
Strike back.
Strike back, Rubber Ducky.
Get some in ya.